last week about where my focus is. You might think, he's the pastor, Rev Rob, the pastor. He should have it all together. His prayers will get answered. He's always strong, you know. Provision is always there. It's not. I have to focus on Jesus just as much as everybody else sitting here. And I've really been looking at that. I've been saying, where can I focus more on Jesus? We're really honest. If I had to ask you three questions, and I don't want to put you under any form of condemnation, shame, or guilt here, but did you even open your Bible up this week? Did you pray at all? Did you just take 10 minutes just to come in and say, I want to spend time with you, Jesus, and just sit there quietly in his presence and listen for his quiet voice speaking into you? You see, I asked myself those three questions in the week, and guess what? I had to say no to two of them. I didn't. Because life got in the way. And I started shelving things to make time for the things that I needed to do instead of making time for the things that Jesus wanted to do in me. It's not my sermon, by the way. I'm just rambling on now. Purely because I'm allowed to. I'm in the front here and you'll be too embarrassed to tell me to sit down. I want to challenge you all to go deeper. I'll be failing you. Go deeper in Jesus. And get serious about it now and say, right, Spock, I'm going to leave that to the end. Is that all right? I'm just feeling led to move in. I won't forget, I promise. Here comes the message for today. Tell me when you're ready, Jane. I don't want this to be a sermon or a talk. You know what I like? I like this just like me having a conversation with you. You know, like a heart-to-heart, like over coffee. You know? I'm going to stand up here and give some big theologically rich sermon. I want real. I want authentic. So I want to start by asking you something honestly today. Have you ever been tired? Not just physically tired, but tired in your soul. Have you? You know, the kind of tired that no matter how much you sleep, doesn't fix it, you're still tired. The kind of tired where 25 slices of cake and 42 caffeine-filled coffees, you still feel tired. Kind where you smile at people, but inside you feel very empty. And you feel overwhelmed all the time, and you just feel totally worn out by life. Maybe you're tired of trying to hold your family together. Maybe you're tired of praying and waiting. Maybe you're tired of pretending that everything is okay. Maybe you're tired of yourself because it's difficult being you. I've got good news today. God wrote one verse that speaks directly to exhausted people. I reckon we're all tired today. The nature of the world we live in, it's exhausting, it's stressful. There's the good news. It's found in Isaiah 40 and verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Who's heard that scripture before? But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. And today I'm going to unpack this one verse. And if you let this verse settle into your heart today, it has the power to change how you face life, starting from today and moving forward. Everybody gets tired. Everyone. Even strong people. I get tired. Sometimes I sit on the sofa at home and I cry my heart out to Jane. I'm so tired of, so exhausted in ministry and everything else going on around me. And she gets it. Some days I'm so tired, I go and sit in my study and I try and pray and I fall asleep. We all get tired. Every one of us gets tired. Not just weak people, not just people who don't have faith, not people, just people who mess up, but everyone. In fact, church, if you read the verses right before Isaiah 40 and verse 31, God says that even young people grow tired and stumble. Now, I'm young, eh? I mean, I'm only like 15. It says, God says even young people grow tired and stumble. Well, I mean, I look at my grandchildren, I'm not sure, but that means energy, talent, youth, money, and success. None of that protects us from burnout. But life is a way of just draining us, and sometimes even doing the right things drains us. Have you noticed that? Even sometimes following Jesus drains us. We try to forgive and it drains us. Try to stay patient and it drains us. You try to stay faithful and it drains you. Church, here's what I love about this verse. That God never says if you get tired, then something is wrong with you. Say that again. God never says if you get tired, there's something wrong with you. Because that's the reaction, isn't it? You think, oh, there's something wrong with me. But instead, God says, when you get tired, here's where to go. This is your go-to place when you get tired. See, the secret here is where we put our hope. The verse starts with the phrase, but those who hope in the Lord. Notice it does not say to us, those who work harder, those who pray louder, those who are more talented, or those who never struggle, but it says, those who hope in the Lord. Hope isn't wishful thinking. Biblical hope is having a confident trust. It means saying, God, I don't know how things are going to work out, but I trust that you do. And there's something important. Whatever you put your hope in becomes your source of strength. Some people put hope in money, others in relationships, some in success. Some put hope in control, but all of those things eventually fail. That money can disappear, that people can disappoint us, careers can collapse, our health can change overnight. But when our hope is placed in God, your strength comes from something that cannot be shaken. See, family, God doesn't just give strength. But he renews strength. The verse says, they will renew their strength. Not borrow strength. Not a fake strength. Not a temporary strength, but a renewed strength. Hallelujah. The word renew in the original meaning actually paints the picture of exchanging something old for something new. When you think about that, you bring your exhaustion to God and He gives you strength. That's what it's saying. It's a great exchange happening here. You bring Him your fear, He gives you His peace. A great exchange. You bring Him your weakness, He gives you His strength. Great exchange. But here's the catch. Exchange requires our surrender. That you cannot hold on to your worry and receive God's strength. That you cannot cling to control and receive God's peace. That renewal only happens when we release it to God. And sometimes God helps us to soar. The verse continues, they will soar on wings like eagles. And this is the part that everybody loves. We're not so keen on the first part, but we love this part. They will soar on wings like eagles. And this is the exciting part, the fast part, the powerful part, soaring. And sometimes God does that in life. That sometimes God answers our prayers quickly. Sometimes God opens the door suddenly. Sometimes He lifts you above the problems in ways that you never ever expected. But there's something interesting about eagles. Eagles don't flap constantly to stay in the air. But they catch the wind currents and they glide. In other words, soaring is not effort. It's about positioning. That when you align yourself with God, He lifts us up through His Spirit into places that we in our own effort could never, ever get to. Now, sometimes God helps us to run. The verse then says, they will run and not grow weary. Now we're shifting from flying to running. Stay with me. Running represents seasons where life requires action. Busy seasons, demanding seasons, responsibility seasons, seasons where you don't get lifted out of the storm raging around you, but you get strengthened to run through that storm. And perhaps some of you are in that season right now. Maybe you're in a storm. That thunder is banging loud around you, and the lightning is scary, and the wind is blowing hard and you feel like you can't even move forward because the wind is blowing on you so hard. You know what God is saying? He's saying, I may not remove the season, but I will empower you to endure that season that you're walking through. Because sometimes God just helps us to walk. Another favorite part of my verse. They will walk and they will not be faint. I want us to notice the progression from soar to run to walk. Sounds backwards, doesn't it? We expect walking to come first, but God ends with walking because walking represents our everyday faithfulness with God. You know, I've learned something powerful about Christian faith, that most of the Christian life is not soaring. Most of it's not like running. Most of it's like walking, sometimes very slowly. Waking up and choosing kindness, of choosing patience, of choosing integrity. Choosing to pray when you don't feel spiritual. Choosing to keep trusting when nothing in your life is changing. See, walking is steady and walking is consistent and walking is faithful. And God says that walking matters just as much as soaring. Church, I'm trying to tell you today is that God's strength will meet you wherever you are. Wherever you are in your life. Sometimes you soar, sometimes you run, sometimes you walk, but the promise remains the same, that God supplies strength for each season. And here's the key truth, that you don't need soaring strength when you're walking. You just need walking strength. And sometimes we burn out because we're asking God for eagle wings when He's giving us walking endurance. And walking endurance is beautiful. Walking endurance is powerful. Walking endurance is how spiritual maturity is built within us. Sometimes we have to wait on the Lord. And we think we've been abandoned and rejected by Him, but He's still doing something, but we get impatient because we live in a world that's instant. Yeah. And just to remember that the verse starts with those who hope in the Lord. Another translation says those who wait on the Lord. Waiting is one of the hardest spiritual disciplines. We hate waiting. We hate for prayers to be answered. We wait for healing. We wait for clarity. We wait for change. But God does His deeper work in those seasons where we wait. And we continue to trust Him even when we find it difficult. Because waiting will build trust. Waiting will build humility. And waiting will build a dependence on God. God's strength will show up when our strength runs out. If you never feel weak, then you never experience God's strength. Maybe that's for you today. Maybe you can experience God's strength today. There's no shame in saying we're feeling weak. No, where's the shame in that? We're human beings. Now, one of us here is a superhuman. We all get tired. There's no shame. Now God's power is most visible in our human weakness. If you think about it, if we could handle everything on our own, then we wouldn't need God, would we? And sometimes exhaustion is not a failure. Sometimes exhaustion is an invitation from God. An invitation to stop striving, to stop pretending, invasion to lean more into God's presence. So how do we actually hope in the Lord in our everyday, ordinary life? You see, strength is built through relationship and not performance. That you don't have to pray perfect prayers, you just need to show up for Jesus. Secondly, release control daily. Oh, I say it like it's so easy, don't I? See, we can't be in control and expect Jesus to work, can we? You know, we've got to climb over in the passenger seat and give Jesus the steering wheel. We've got to release that control daily. Every morning say, God, today belongs to you. And thirdly, we need to stay faithful in our small steps. Don't focus on surviving your entire future, but focus on walking faithfully just for today. Can you imagine holding a heavy backpack that's full of rocks? Every day you carry that pack of rocks around with you and you get used to the weight and you tell yourself that you're strong enough to carry on, but in effect you're not really. But slowly that backpack of rocks slowly starts to drain you. And then one day God says to you, come, just give it to me. And you hesitate because you've carried it for so long that you forgot life could actually feel lighter. Today, Isaiah 40 verse 31 is God standing right in front of you today saying to you that you don't have to carry this alone anymore. That you might feel tired today. You might be emotionally tired, spiritually tired, physically tired, mentally tired. Family, I want you to hear this clearly today. That God is not disappointed in your exhaustion. That today He is offering you renewal. And that God's promise still stands today. That if you place your hope in Him, then you will soar when needed. You will run when required. And you will walk when necessary. And you will never ever collapse under the weight of your life. So we've got a choice to make today. How are we walking out today? Are we leaving the heaviness behind and walking out free in it? Or are we going to walk out with it and just add some more heaviness this week? Or are we going to give Jesus control today? Say, yeah, we are, I'm giving it to you. And then don't go running back and pick it up again. So I'm going to give you a moment just to do that. If you want to do the great exchange today, do the great exchange and give it to Jesus and receive His strength or His peace, or His restoration, His renewal. Whatever you need, it's available right now. Let's just do that. You know what you're carrying. You know what's weighing you down. Just give it to Him now. And just say, here we go, God. There's nothing dramatic about it. We don't have to be all hyped to do this. We just quietly do it in our hearts. And say, here we are. Here we are. Give it to you. We're going deeper today. just not loud, Jane, just quietly. Let's just sing along if you know the words. And sparkle, you can get yourself ready.